WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station school board members took action last night involving two campuses that will open next August. Receiving the most attention was the board unanimously approving new elementary boundaries to accommodate the new Spring Creek campus. The board also agreed with the staff recommendation to change the name of the expanding the alternative high school from Timber Academy to College View.
It's kind of appropriate. The new building will face George Bush Drive. It has a great view of Texas A&M. It's going to have new course offerings, a lot of great facilities in the new building.
Vice President Paul Dorsett says the new building, where the College Station Conference Center once stood, will allow enrollment to grow from 45 to 150 students. For the third time in as many weeks, two Bryan City councilmen attempted to block the sale of land going towards a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. The agenda for Tuesday's specially called council meeting included changing one word in the land deed from the city to the developers of the Atlas Town Center. Rafael Pena was blocked twice, trying to ask more general questions about the land sale that the council approved last week.
And I can still ask my questions, because we do have to approve it again.
No, so we only have to approve the authorization.
We're approving something.
We're right, authorizing the type of deed that the BCD president may execute.
The council, acting as the city's Board of Commerce and Development, changed the one word on a 3-2 vote. Al Sines joined Pena in voting no, while it was approved by Ann Horton, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla. The Bryan School District's website has added more information about the $132 million bond proposal going to voters in November. Communications Director Brandon Webb says the first page opens with a 30,000-foot view.
If you want to dig into some of the more detailed and even some of the prettier components of the presentation, the bond facts brochure is there, and what it does is it takes a lot of very dry information that's important, but it's tough to get a vote for a voter maybe to get their arms around, and it puts it in a visually appealing way.
A link can be found on our website at WTAW.com, and a reminder, voter registration continues through October 4th. Blinn College is enjoying its highest enrollment in the school's 131-year history. District-wide, the number is up to more than 19,000. Most of the growth is at the Bryan campus, which is up by 816 students over last year. That more than makes up for losses at Blinn campuses in Brenham, Sealy, and Schulenburg. Last week's death of a Madisonville police dog had led to its handler being placed on administrative duty. Chief Chuck May says the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine would determine the cause of death. Baron, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois, was found dead in the officer's patrol SUV several hours after the officer returned home from working his shift. Bryan police are looking for those responsible for taking $19,000 worth of tires and rims off four different vehicles near the Austin's Estates neighborhood.
So we're asking that if anyone has any information to contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the thefts took place Sunday night between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. in the area of Venice and Positano Loop. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washmakers. Well, everybody's back and things are getting crowded. I've told people for years that since we're really unique, we're not always the first place people think of when they're looking for somewhere to eat. That can be an advantage to you folks that live here, since the visitors don't always know about our incredible food. Keep that in mind next time you want a great meal but want to avoid the crowds at one of the big national chains. Speaking of great food, this month's specialty burger is a Southern Burger, a wonderful burger with green tomatoes fried to a golden brown, topped with fresh arugula, crumbled goat cheese, and then drizzled with a tangy balsamic reduction. Like our other gourmet burgers, it's served on a warm grilled sourdough bun surrounded by a big pile of hand-cut Idaho fries. Our specialty dessert this month is homemade Convict Hill oatmeal stout ice cream. We serve this rich dark beer ice cream with chocolate-covered pretzels. This is pretzels and beer like you've never experienced before. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
The season is around the corner. So get a brand new, powerful, feature-loaded Kubota Standard L-Series tractor during our Get Something Started sales event. With Kubota, you get durability, versatility, and value. Make a great deal on a Kubota L-Series with long-term financing as low as 0% APR during Kubota's Get Something Started sales event.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer. WCTractor.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Let's do some numbers.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today, and there will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Those that do develop have the potential for heavy rainfall, 85 to 90. Showers and storms will diminish tonight, 75. Pattern remains sluggish tomorrow, some more clouds. The potential for showers and storms, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a shower, 70. Friday, cloud, showers, and thunderstorms with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's kind of foggy out there. Again, drive carefully. Put your headlights on. Just because you can see you doesn't mean other people can. Okay? Do that. Mayor's here this morning from
College Station. It is foggy out there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get some rain last night again?
I got a lot of rain last night.
Yeah. Patrick, do we have a number yet?
I was not able to pull that up.
Okay.
And
anyway.
More in our forecast.
Yeah, it is. It's we're pretty well caught up. I think the tanks are pretty full, and it's rained the right way, not torrential. But I really haven't seen much bar ditch or street flooding or anything like that.
No, so. I haven't either.
All right, we'll keep that going. So game two of Kyle Field, that's been done. How'd that work out for you?
Pretty good. Yeah. Had a report yesterday in the Transportation Committee. Tim Lomax from TTI came, and he's been the guru who's been masterminding the traffic planning.
Right.
And the idea is to get the traffic flow to be the same level of congestion as last year before the construction. So
right.
It's not like we're going back 20 years where, you know,
yeah, we can't
you can
be doing
get in
that.
And out, get yeah. in and out really quickly.
Yeah.
But by 2 hours after the game, the traffic had pretty much dissipated all over town.
Yeah.
So. There's still some tweaks that can be done.
Yeah, they need to tweak the central garage. Mine sucked. I had a horrible experience. And after all, my experience is really all that matters. You
to
know?
You.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that's
no,
that's
just in
good.
General with Scott.
But so yeah, but so people understand. The whole idea is that you're trying to take the wheeled things that have people and the people who are walking and separate them as much as possible.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
and
the
you know
idea.
The thing is once you've find people going into the tunnel, you can expect that they're going to be on the road in, you know, 15 to 20 minutes once they get to their car.
Right,
so,
right.
The big bottleneck was the Holloman in 2818.
Mm-hmm.
And if they just go down
a little bit farther,
to Rock Prairie and come back in that way, they could avoid a lot.
They'll find a way. Okay,
they will.
It's just the human nature. They will do that, so they'll take care of that. Okay, let's start talking about some other stuff. Let's you had a presentation at the last council meeting about the Southeast Parks Master Plan. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was an exciting presentation. It was about Lick Creek Greenway and Spring Creek and Lick Creek bike parks and possibly a new park next to the closed Rock Prairie landfill, which would include some ball fields and concessions. And it's exciting.
Could we call that like it never even happened park, you know, because it used to be a landfill?
Well, but that's the part of the landfill that was not used and can be turned into a park. Bavisma owns it, so that's another...
Well, between that and that's the transportation facility for College Station.
It backs
out there.
Up to, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there's a big area right there of what new College Station is close to that that probably can be a lot of different things.
Yeah, looking at a possible pond and RV parking there. And
Now, and again, this I don't know if this was part of the plan or not, but obviously you've got some fields at Veterans. You've got a Central Park, not so much, but you've got fields at Veterans and you've got fields there. Is there going to be an easy way that people could, for instance, you could hold an event that would be large enough to have, you know, games, for instance, soccer games at both facilities and transportation to and from wouldn't be too bad?
I think that's probably the goal.
Yeah. There's so many things that go on in this community that we don't see just because we live here that it's probably something that folks should be aware of because they come in and they do leave dollars.
Yeah, well, council directed staff to come back with, you know, more plans and financing and that sort of thing. So we look forward to having that back on a future agenda.
You're less than a week away from the budget again. Are you hearing any pushback?
We had public hearing. No one spoke on the tax rate and no one spoke on the budget. So no pushback.
Okay. Well, again, we are in prosperous times right now. Things are going very well. And I think everything seems, again, for both cities, seems to be in a very positive manner. So it's
it
time
is.
For
and
that.
I think, you know, we have to continue to plan for the growth that's here and coming.
Yeah, as we get, as the cities get larger, you just have to start taking other things into account in larger scale. And again, I know we'll be hearing about some other exciting stuff soon. What else you got for us today?
Well, September is National Preparedness Month.
I'm not ready. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so if you're not, why don't you read Brian Hilton's blog on the College Station website at blog.cstx.gov. Okay. And he's our emergency manager coordinator. Does a fine job.
Yeah, that's and again, that's he has to think of those worst case scenarios that we don't want to, but we got to be ready for just about anything.
Yeah, and also at last council meeting, we unanimously voted to go into a mineral lease with Halcon for mineral rights to 26 tracts that the city owns, which is about 14 acres. But no drilling will happen on city property. It'll be horizontal from private property, third party.
Yeah, while we're talking about that, let's talk about the Kalon plan.
Kalon?
Yeah, Kalon. Y'all gave, gosh, I don't remember the number right offhand, but a bunch of money going to those
folks. Yeah, $1 million.
Yeah.
Over 7 years.
What is this going to mean for the city of College Station?
Well, it's going to mean 100 full-time jobs. $70 million in real and personal property, and an annual payroll of $6 million.
Now, these are the folks who will be able to quickly create vaccines.
Right. They are in partnership with GlaxoSmithKline to produce up to 50 million doses of pandemic flu or
whatever
Ebola or whatever might come our way.
And you say Ebola, which is, you know, and again, with the president making the pronouncement that we're going to send some folks over to Africa to try to stem this situation so that we don't have a problem, it sounds like while the facility won't be ready if it were right now, that obviously there'll be other pandemics that could could threaten the world or threaten our country in time. And so to have a response situation like that's pretty cool.
It is.
Yep. All right. Well,
and we're excited about the BioQuarter.
Well, just again, the numbers are just stunning that we have that we have going on. And it's just to be a part of it now is really pretty cool.
It is exciting.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Texas Reds 2014 is the crossroads for great wine, steak, music, and art. Join us on Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th, to get in on the fun in historic downtown Bryan.
For more information, visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
No inflation. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Inflation was in remission last month. The Labor Department reports prices fell at the retail level in August. A 0.2% decline in the Consumer Price Index could help to bolster the case for the Federal Reserve to hold off on interest rate increases. The drop in the CPI was the inflation gauge's first decline in over a year. A few earnings reports will get some attention on Wall Street today, but investors may stay on the sidelines until late in the session after Fed Chair Janet Yellen holds a news conference. The second largest home home builder in the nation posted stronger than expected quarterly results. Lennar says its profit increased as it sold more houses at higher prices. Orders increased 23%. That's an indication the numbers for future quarters should look good. FedEx posted stronger quarterly sales and earnings that topped Wall Street forecasts. General Mills' quarterly profit fell short of analyst expectations. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
After playing two games at home, the Aggies will hit the road this coming Saturday when they go to Dallas to take on SMU on the SMU campus. The game will kick at 2:30. Our broadcast at 1:30 after the Rice game Saturday. Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin.
But we've got to continue to get better. There are a lot of things that happened tonight that we can learn from. And, you know, we're going to be in the Dallas area the next 2 weeks on the road. We're really appreciative again of the fans and another record by the students. What a great atmosphere it is. So, you know, we're going to leave here, the friendly confines of Kyle Field, and go up to Dallas for the next couple weeks, and that'll be a great experience for this team too.
Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Connerla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
I know you've heard of the sweatshops of the past, and although most of them have been eliminated in our country today, we still hear of them existing around the world in different places.
Some third world countries still take advantage of the horrible economic conditions to make workers perform in very poor conditions. I hope someday that we get rid of them and that workers and people everywhere are treated decently and with respect. But I do want to tell you about one that existed in this country. Oh, it had all the trappings of the typical sweatshop. No air conditioning, inadequate heat, no ventilation. But that was just the beginning. The bosses and leaders were tyrants. If you were late for work and missed roll call, you were fined the entire day's wages. If the workers didn't get the work done that was assigned to them for the day, they were literally locked in and not allowed to leave until it was done. And that wasn't just for special occasions and high workloads. That was every day. Now, if you missed a day of work, you had to stand up in front of the entire group of co-workers and explain why you were absent. And let me tell you, the excuse better be good, or there were some severe penalties. No, you seldom missed a day, and you were never late for work. Not at this place. One fella who had worked from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. without a break for lunch or supper fell asleep at his workstation, and he was fined the entire day's wages for sleeping on the job. Now, if the day's assignments weren't done, you got 30 minutes for supper and a quick smoke break, and then it was back to work for as long as it took to get it done. Several people who survived the ordeal of this job said they saw the sunrise, and often they saw the sunset through the windows of the building. As I said earlier, most of the sweatshops have now been closed. Workers' rights are as important as the product they produce or the service they render. And maybe it was conditions like these that eventually got those workers' rights brought to the forefront and conditions changed for the better. But it's a little-known fact that those conditions did exist and are part of the record, the public record. Because the place I have just described to you really existed, right here in America in 1848, in Washington, D.C. You see, it was the United States Congress. Things have sure changed, haven't they?
Man-made earthquakes. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Wastewater from oil and gas extraction, including hydraulic fracking, is causing earthquakes in many parts of the United States that don't normally see tremors. USGS seismologist Art Magar says this non-potable water is often injected into porous limestone or sandstone deposits deep below the water table. This can trigger earthquakes when the water reaches seismic fault lines.
This year, Oklahoma has been as active as California, which is fairly amazing considering that before 2009, it was a state with almost no earthquake problem.
In a new study, Magar and his colleagues traced a major uptick in quake activity in the Raton region of Colorado and New Mexico to wastewater disposal from methane extraction there.
The injection began in the late 1990s, the first sequence of earthquakes in August of 2001.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, is Apple's Tim Cook double-talking when it comes to users' privacy? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Data breaches at well-known retailers are increasingly more common in the news. The latest, Home Depot has confirmed that it suffered a massive credit and debit card breach after a large amount of stolen customer information was discovered for sale on a black market website. The breach could even be larger than the Target breach of tens of millions of customer records. Stories like this remind me why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. It goes beyond just monitoring debit and credit card transactions alone. It helps safeguard my identity, my bank accounts, investments, and retirement savings. Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. That's LifeLock.com/Kim or call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
The other day, Apple CEO Tim Cook took a verbal shot at some really big Silicon Valley companies. In an interview with TV host Charlie Rose, Mr. Cook announced that Apple doesn't do business based on its customers' private data. He said that Apple makes hardware and that your personal data is none of Apple's business. And that's great news, except the statement is not altogether true. Apple is pushing hard into health technology with its new product called HealthKit. In Apple's new operating system, OS 8, there's a built-in app that keeps track of your health and fitness, your weight, blood pressure, heart rate, calories eaten and burned, your blood type, allergies, all sorts of very personal data. And all of this data is worthless if it's not shared with someone or something. So yes, Apple is in the data collection business. The question is, what will Apple do to safeguard the most personal data we have? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time. It's 8:30 and 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Where the College Station Conference Center once stood, construction continues on the expanded campus of College Station's alternative high school. At last night's school board meeting, Superintendent Clark Ely announced changing the campus name from Timber Academy to College View.
I think for those folks who will go through College View High School and who will graduate from there, as they look across at Texas A&M University, and whether they go to school at Texas A&M or blend college, or they join the military, or they enter the workforce, they're standing on the doorstep on George Bush Drive and ready to move off into the future.
College View will open next August, as will Spring Creek Elementary. The board also approved new elementary boundaries as recommended by a citizens committee. Voters in the Bryan School District have another way to get more information about the upcoming $132 million bond issue. Communications Director Brandon Webb says the district's website now has comprehensive information that includes what is expected to be a growing section of frequently asked questions.
Those are based on real-world questions we've already gotten about the bond. And that site will continue to grow as well as we get more questions. You know, you can't possibly think of everything that people might want to know in advance, and so as questions continue to come in, we'll continue to grow that.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the bond information. For those who have not registered, the deadline is Monday, October 4th. While statewide enrollment in community colleges is going down, growth continues at Blinn College. Fall enrollment in Bryan is up by 816 students, more than 6% from last year, to more than 13,000. District-wide, Blinn has the most students in the school's 131-year history at more than 19,000. And the increase from Bryan online and at high school locations more than overcame losses at Blinn's home campus in Brenham, along with Schulenburg and Sealy. Blinn also generated 3% more student contact hours with their instructors. That's how Blinn receives state funding and is how student success is measured. Over the last 8 years, Blinn enrollment has increased more than 37%. $1.5 million in economic incentives has been finalized for the operator of a vaccine manufacturing plant now under construction in the BioCorridor. The Bryan City Council unanimously approved its share, $411,000 over a seven-year period, during a special meeting on Tuesday. Kalon Biotherapeutics will dedicate the facility Thursday morning during a program featuring international guests. Later in the meeting, another BioCorridor project received a split vote. Rafael Pena and Al Sines voted against a one-word correction in a deed related to selling land for the Atlas Town Center Hotel and Conference Facility. Pena was stopped twice from asking questions not related to the deed, the first time by Ann Horton.
And when we convey this land to Bryan Traditions LP, they have the power to sell at whatever price they see fit. Is that safe to say?
Excuse me, Mr. Pena. We have already voted to do that, I believe. All we're doing right now is correcting a word.
Horton, Chuck Conderla, and Art Hughes voted to correct the language of the deed involving the more than $500 million project. Every so often, local law enforcement takes multiple reports of stolen tires and rims from vehicles parked in residential neighborhoods. The latest round was near Rudder High School in the Austin's Estates area Sunday night and early Monday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the combined loss from four vehicles is $19,000.
Be vigilant if you see someone driving around late at night and they have a lot of tires in the back of their car. You know, don't feel scared to call us and just give us the license plate. And, you know, it's just something for us to follow up on. It could be something legitimate.
The Bryan Police non-emergency number is 209-5300. In College Station, recent thefts includes at least 8 laptops and a projector taken Monday when burglars forced their way into an office on Copperfield. A Madisonville police officer has been put on administrative duty after his police dog was found dead in his patrol SUV after his shift ended. Chief Chuck May says his department and Texas Rangers are investigating the accidental death of the dog. May says Baron, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois, was found dead in the police vehicle at the officer's home. The police chief says the officer began work Thursday night, got off around midday Friday, and went home. The dog was discovered dead several hours later. May says experts from the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine would determine a cause of death. The sheriff of Midland County doesn't mince words about what they'll do if they run across ISIS terrorists.
If they try to rear their ugly head in this state, we're going to send them to hell, and we'll do it quickly.
Sheriff Gary Painter says, according to intelligence information, ISIS members are across the border in Juarez, Mexico. Painter says sheriffs are banding together nationwide and are calling on the president to hit the terror group, in his words, hard, fast, and heavy. Customer service agents at American Airlines have voted overwhelmingly to join a union. The vote reverses a narrow defeat for organized labor less than 2 years ago. The results affect about 14,000 American and U.S. Airways employees at airports and reservation centers, plus home-based reservations agents. American's regional carrier, American Eagle, serves Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Happy New Year!
I think your calendar's broken there.
Hey, new weather, new routines. Fall's kind of like a whole new year. So I'm starting it off right with low-fat and delicious Subway sandwiches, like the Subway Club packed with ham, turkey, and roast beef.
Let me try that. Mmm, think I'm on board with this whole fall New Year thing.
Great, now get a load of these fireworks.
Subway has so many better-for-you choices to start fresh every day this fall. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold-cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway, eat fresh.
Are you a Netflix fan? Well, I'll tell you what, Suddenlink's making it easy for you to access Netflix, because Suddenlink now provides access to Netflix directly on your TiVo. It's the only major provider in the area that can offer you the one-stop experience. So you can view your Netflix account with the touch of a button and transfer your Netflix shows from your iPhone or your iPad right to your TV. You can go to suddenlink.com/TiVo to get some more information about that. Also, you get Suddenlink's 30-day money back. We promise guarantees. No contracts required. Not happy? That's fine. Just that's it at the end of 30 days. That's fine. Suddenlink has been ranked as one of the most highly recommended service providers by PC Magazine as well. And, of course, you get the high-speed internet with the downloads that are so fast. You can get high-speed internet, 15 meg, for as low as $35 a month. So do that. This is a great time for you to switch up. Video on demand, sure. Let me see. We got Godzilla. That's already happened this month. We've got Fault in Our Stars coming up, and also Neighbors. That'll be here, and there's some pay-per-view events that'll be coming up later on this month as well. Every month, there are new video on demand movies and new pay-per-view events, so lots of reasons for you to be in touch with Suddenlink. And you can go to their website. You can stop by the local store, which is at 4114 East 29th Street, or you can stop online at suddenlink.com and really get all your business done there. From Suddenlink.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
It's 8:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now to the end of the month, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value. Or get $500 in credit toward a new system. That's from Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here's the wet weather.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today, and there will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Those that do develop have the potential for heavy rainfall, 85 to 90. Showers and storms will diminish tonight, 75. Pattern remains sluggish tomorrow, some more clouds. The potential for showers and storms, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a shower, 70. Friday, cloud, showers and thunderstorms with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay.
What?
We had
cats that sound like dogs.
We did.
Yeah. We have cats that sound like chickens.
Yeah.
How about a goat that sounds like people?
Okay.
What, what? What, what?
Did I see Mr. Downs wander by?
He did. I thought he wasn't there.
I didn't know that he was,
He was talking to those candy people.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Can you find that cat again?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to text Mr. Downs.
There's a little tech tip for the day. I don't know about other browsers. I tend to use Chrome. If you want to go to your history really quickly, hit Control H. That's the control key.
I don't use Chrome. I think it's a plot.
It is.
Okay. To know everything about you.
If you can properly install your tin foil into your computer, you're safe though.
Ah, do you wad it up or do you fold it up?
It goes into the old floppy drive.
Oh, well, but what if you have a tower that doesn't have one of those?
Nothing's safe.
Okay. Okay. Well, just saying.
From the man that's been on the air live for how long? You're trying to hide yourself?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. How could you do that? If you miss. Yeah, okay, save it. We're going to play that for Mr. Downs. That's what we're going
to
do.
For those that are new to the show just this hour, that's a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Jerry Springer is back hosting a new TV show on the Game Show Network. It's called Baggage on the Road. Deadline reports the new series will be an extension of the 2010 dating show Baggage, in which contestants will be forced to choose from three potential dates, all of whom come with their own quirky, annoying, and sometimes truly shocking physical and emotional baggage. Wow.
Emotional baggage.
Have you ever watched Baggage, that show on TV?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, Jerry Springer is going to be hosting a new show.
Wait. What's it about?
Baggage.
Oh, General Manager Ben Downs is the voice who has suddenly appeared on your radio.
Well,
station.
That's right. I told them I was going to ask you to come in here. Baggage.
I got a text.
Thanks.
I'm like four doors down talking to the sales department, and suddenly I get a text asking if I can come to your studio.
Yeah, it's over there. Baggage, in which contestants will be forced to choose from three potential dates, all of whom come with their own, quote, quirky, annoying, and sometimes truly shocking physical and emotional baggage.
Wait. That's been done before.
Well, this is Baggage on the Road, and that's Jerry Springer will host it. So this is the Baggage 2.
Because there's, you know, that was that was a weird show.
I never watched it.
Well, I didn't watch it. It's sometimes when I would get on the old treadmill, it would be on.
Oh.
And, you know, you got two choices. You can watch what's on, or you can go find the remote control.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know.
Once you've taken the initiative to actually get on the treadmill, why would you get on?
Why would you do that, yeah?
If you missed the Monty Python reunion shows earlier this year in England, not to worry. They were taped at London's O2 Arena and will be released on a DVD
on the
11th of November. Yeah.
Do you think they're good?
I've heard they're quite funny.
Says performing many of their classic sketches and much loved songs.
Golly.
With some modern Pontonese twists.
Lily and I communicate in Monty Python skits. Because
that's a marriage built to last.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we'll I'll say, how are you feeling today, honey? She says, well, I got better. You know.
I'm not dead yet.
Not dead yet. Really.
Very nice.
Who was that guy? You know, that guy. You can call him Tim.
Mr. Downs outside. Bring me a shrubbery.
Yep. Let's go visit the folks in Hope. 'Tis a silly place.
So wash your ears out with this.
How are you doing today? Well, I'm pining for the fjords, honey. I know. Don't ask me.
I know.
It just
and you
stuck.
Know the people in Walmart look at them so funny.
Yeah,
they
do.
Doing that.
But he always knows what's for dinner. Spam, spam,
spam, spam,
spam, spam, spam. Okay.
An Oklahoma City man punched his wife and chased her with a pitchfork after she confronted him about his meth habit. There's got to be more of a story than that.
I don't know. If meth is involved, probably not.
That's in the show prep? That's amusing and entertaining?
It's just no, I don't know that
you
it
want me
is.
To just run that down to piece 107? And
well, no, it's more the pitchfork. I got that part of it.
It's the pitchfork?
Yeah.
I was saying,
that's what makes it funny.
Let's see, a meth addict punches his wife and
chases her with a pitchfork.
Chases her with a pitchfork.
It's not funny unless you have the pitchfork.
That's right.
I see.
Anyway, that's not why we brought you in here. We brought you in here because you are of cats.
Yes.
We understand that.
Cats and I are we do get along.
And so
we, it's a little tough around my house today. I've got one of the cats not speaking to me. We had a group of people over at our house, and they accidentally opened one of the forbidden doors in our house.
Uh-huh.
And Lily closed it at about, 9 o'clock last night. Mm-hmm. And we discovered the cat this morning with a really irritated look on his face.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
About seven-ish.
Oh,
and,
rump.
Yes, he was harrumping. He was, lock me in this door again, and we'll see if we don't leave a little present for you.
That's what I was going to say. Is where's the present?
No. It was. Well, the room apparently was in the condition it was in when he walked in, except for about a half a pound of hair.
Yeah, well, you expect that. No, there's a YouTube out there that's going semi-viral. A guy coughs and the cat makes a sound like what did we decide it was?
A duck. I thought it sounded like a chicken.
Yeah, a chicken or a duck. And we thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I heard the bit this morning, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you hear Patrick's?
No.
Well, Patrick actually found a cat that morphed. Go ahead. This is a cat. The camera is approaching the cat.
Cat's on a window looking outside. The cat has discovered the camera.
I'm sorry. I got caught. I got screwing with the dogs.
It morphed from a dog to a cat.
Well, it was one of those cats. You know, watch this. wait a second. Do you have a jet airplane sound effect in there, Patrick? A sound of a 747?
Oh, not off the top of my computer.
You know what I'm thinking is that this is radio.
Yeah.
And we could have the sound of a jet airplane taking off and say, hey, this was a cat in Brisbane, Australia.
I guess we could do that.
Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah, we could do that.
This could be good.
It would. Well, now I'm probably going to have to go through a seven-second commercial first.
I'm really sorry about that. And this cat makes a sound like a 747 taking off.
And it just flew into the control room.
And the camera is getting closer to the cat now.
Yeah. And then it becomes
and there
cat.
It goes away.
With God as my witness, I thought cats could fly.
Hello?
I think it's Michael Winslow's cat.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. It's
Do you have a sound effect of a pig oinking? We could say. Do you have a sound effect of Stephen Hawking?
Stop.
Wait a minute. Don't you correct him because you were making fun of him the other day.
And this guy and this cat sounds exactly like Professor Hawking because it is radio. We can do this.
Yeah. Well, let's see. But the most famous one is the Ben
radio.
Downs lookalike.
Why should I advertise on radio?
That's a
There's
cat.
There's nothing to look at.
Who
no
sounds
pictures.
Like
Listen,
an
you do things
R-A-B
on radio
pitchman.
You couldn't possibly do on TV. That'll be the day.
All right. Watch
Here
that.
We go.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well... You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Special.
Doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 27 inches, yeah.
Again, it's a very old commercial.
My monitor's that big.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, with CGI, you can do all that crap now. So there. All right. But anyway. Well, okay, that's our little esoteric set today, unless you have something else for us.
No.
Really?
No. Things seem to be going along swimmingly in the exact direction they're supposed to go with no detours.
No!
Now you've completely screwed that up.
Look, a bunny rabbit.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till.
This is kind of interesting, I think, anyway.
Alfred Hitchcock's brand of suspense has helped reveal brain activity in men who have been in a vegetative state.
But just guys?
Yeah, a man. I'm not men. A man who's been in a vegetative state for 16 years. The man's brain activity was monitored using a functional magnetic resonance scanner. That's an fMRI. He watched a shortened version of a classic Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Another vegetative patient, this one a woman, along with 12 healthy volunteers, also watched the clip while in the brain scanner. Now, the women's brain scan only showed activity in the sensory area of her brain, but the 34-year-old man, who again had been in a vegetative state since he was 18, had patterns of brain activity in the sensory area and in the areas with higher brain function, just like the healthy volunteers. That's pretty weird. Website for the journal Nature says that the study, which took place in Canada, is the best evidence to date that an fMRI can be used to identify consciousness in vegetative patients. 8-minute Hitchcock clip came from a 1961 episode of the Alfred Hitchcock Presents TV show. In it, 5-year-old boy totes a partially loaded revolver, which he thinks is a toy, around the suburban neighborhood, shouting bang each time she aims the gun at somebody and squeezes the trigger. Wow. Science is amazing. Putting that stuff together, pretty amazing. And then there's Krispy Kreme donuts and the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday on the Wall Street Journal report. The ongoing celebration of Ghostbusters' 30th anniversary just got a little more delicious as Krispy Kreme, we don't have any around here, has announced that it will sell 2 Ghostbuster-themed donuts in honor of the milestone. One donut will feature the Ghostbusters logo with a Slimer-inspired splatter of green icing, while the Stay Puft Marshmallow donut resembles that villain's face. Oh, sorry for the spoiler. Complete with a sailor hat made out of sugar. Both will contain white cream in the center. Oh, that'll be healthy. Krispy Kreme with white cream inside. Hello.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. Fat man will not lie to you about food, but you ain't missed nothing by not having a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, you're crazy.
I understand. Well, okay. Well, that's all right. I appreciate it. I mean, that's fine.
Krispy Kremes are fantastical.
The problem is that we can't get fresh Krispy Kremes here.
True.
And that was the big deal. If you know, if you're someplace and you see hot donuts and, you know, you can stop in and do that. I was sitting in a parking lot and it was 22 degrees outside. Went into a Krispy Kreme donut place and it was pretty good. But, yeah, when they get them here, and I know they said you could put them in a microwave for 4 seconds and they're just the same, but they weren't. We were talking about Krispy Kremes one day. This was years, obviously, ago. This was probably 15 years ago. And a guy went to it, was in Atlanta, and the next week he came back and brought us a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
That was very nice.
It really was. It was pretty good, too. And the 4-second thing worked pretty well. Ghostbusters was released on June the 7th, 1984, by the way. Returned to theaters last month for a limited run to mark the anniversary. Okay, you want to do one more NFL story? I mean, did you see the whole Rihanna thing?
Yes.
Now, Rihanna's pretty stupid because she gets mad at the NFL. Well, the NFL doesn't really can survive without her. I don't know if she realized that or not. But what they pulled one of her songs after the Rice thing happened, and then they were going to put it back in on Thursday night, and she got a little bit angry. Apparently tweeted out some things that weren't very nice, and so
colorful.
Yeah. So they just said, well, okay, if you feel that way, we just won't play your music at all. So hope she's okay with that now. Yeah. And where do these single people live? New data has revealed that there are more single than married Americans. We know that. That's a first. So where are all these single people? Well, you got to go south. Well, yeah, but then that puts you in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go meet a single guy in Mississippi, ladies?
You ever wonder why they're single?
Yeah. They have to flock with people who they can talk to. Anyway, here are the five states that have the most single people. Number five is Mississippi. Number four is New York. Number three is Rhode Island. And what's scary is number one is Louisiana.
Harkening back to what?
Yeah.
Patrick just said.
She's fine until she smiles.
Time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton Chevy Silverados. The longest lasting trucks. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better. And with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer, Chevy. Find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
It's going to be a Subtember to remember at Subway, because the always popular Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is our $3 6-inch select. With the perfect flavor blend of salami, pepperoni, and ham, the Italian BMT $5 footlong is a meat lover's dream. And Subtember's even sweeter with the flavor-packed, better-for-you sweet onion chicken teriyaki for only $3. Enjoy two of our best subs all Subtember long. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold-cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway. Eat fresh.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so CareerCast.com published their annual list of the worst jobs you can have based on statistics from the U.S. Labor Department, ranked by what they're paid, their workload, and the physical demand in the job placements. Okay? Number nine is firefighter. Okay, based on that, how could there be eight more bad jobs? I mean, look what you got to do. Number eight, garbage collector. Number seven, flight attendant. Number six, head cook. Number five on the list of the worst jobs, broadcaster. I'm sorry, let me turn your all's microphones on.
I would like
so you
to broadcast.
Scream and yell, I know. Unfavorable long-term growth, competition among aspiring broadcasters. Oh, poor babies. Number four, taxi driver. Yeah, sometimes in dangerous conditions. Number three, enlisted military personnel. Number two, newspaper reporter. Really? Number one, lumberjack. Okay. I'm just saying, don't put broadcaster and newspaper reporter on the same list as a firefighter. Okay, come on, give me a break.
I'm gonna be a little cerebral and say the worst job,
yeah,
is no job.
Well, that's listen to you, yeah, because they don't have any statistics on that in the Labor Department. This date in 1787, the United States Constitution was signed in Philadelphia. That's why it's Constitution Day. That makes sense. National Football League, organized on this date in Canton, Ohio. The Fugitive premiered in 1963. MASH premiered in 1972. So there you go. And there are 240 white dots in Pac-Man.